Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Marby or Chol? How does that one go down?
Well, Rolly's been across this one over the past couple of days, and it's all about future picks, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So I think over the last week or so, and we've been saying this the whole way through, Gold Coast's wanted a future second-round pick involved as the basis of any trade for Marby or Chol. Hawthorn's been more keen to put a future three forward. I think Hawthorn, the fact now they could end the day with multiple future twos, one from Collingwood as a result of that Ginnivan deal, one from Brisbane as a result of the Brandon Ryan deal, I think it puts them in a better position to trade a future two for Marby or Chol. Gold Coast, I think, want to upgrade points this year's draft ahead of their academy bids, and that's in deals for Elijah Hollins and for Marby or Chol. So I think what we'll see is that they might swap the future two and then upgrade in points this year, and that gets it over the line. Of course, he's got 2 years to run on his deal at the Suns, but he's been offered the 4 years from the Hawks with a trigger for a fifth as well. So a long-term deal, a big investment for the Hawks, and I think eventually you're going to have to be prepared to pay that.
And we just heard from Danny Daly, the head of football at the Lions. Cal, what did we glean from the conversation when it came to Jack Gunston? What to be learned? The Lions, they're pretty prepared for him to leave.
Yeah, I think he's going.
Yeah.
I think that's the sense we got there. And I think the other sense is that Brandon Ryan will be a Lion by the end of the day. And there's going to be some toing and froing around the picks on that. But I think that was pretty clear from Danny Daly that those two deals will be going ahead.